So I got then this phone call and a voicemail, and I said to one of my coworkers up at the front desk, I was like, "Oh my God, I got this missed call. They left a voicemail. It's from a number that's in an area where there's a school that I applied to." And she was like, "Go check it."
Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Before we begin this episode, we would like to thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself as a pre-PT on your journey to becoming a future doctor of physical therapy. This episode has been sponsored by our Acceptance Navigator series, which is a free four-part pre-PT video series where we teach you exactly how to take full control of your PT school acceptance journey, as well as how to find clarity and direction as a pre-PT so that you can dominate your application regardless of your GPA, GRE score, or fear of PT school rejection. Learn how to get into the driver's seat of your acceptance journey and not leave your acceptance to chance by shooting in the dark and hoping for the best as an applicant. This is the most value that we have given away, and it's free. Take control of your pre-PT journey today by going to www.acceptancenavigator.com. That's www.acceptancenavigator.com. This episode has also been sponsored by our friends at ptschoolprobe.com. Listen to this. One of the biggest fatal application mistakes that thousands of PT school applicants make each year when applying to PT school is not applying to schools that are a perfect match for them. Partnering with our friends at PT School Probe has made that a problem of the past, as PT School Probe makes it extremely easy to plug in and enter what you're looking for in your ideal schools, and you will be immediately matched up with your perfect match DPT programs in the United States. To get matched and locked into your perfect DPT school programs, go to www.ptschoolprobe.com. www.ptschoolprobe.com and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you there. That's PREPTGRIND for your code. This will save you hundreds of dollars in your application by helping you avoid throwing away money at the wrong schools and saving tens of thousands of dollars lost every year that you miss out on becoming a DPT. So go to www.ptschoolprobe, that's ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you. And that's because we got you covered, and we are excited to share this next episode with you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast episode. We look forward to serving you. Have a blast.
So, Jackie, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I cannot wait. Before we get started here, as a pre-PT, one of the biggest things that I even remember as a student, and I'm sure Jackie's gonna, and I'm even sure that, you know, like, we're gonna really, really, really dive into it with Jacqueline, is the fact that, like, as a student, we don't like to feel alone. Like, we don't like to feel like we're the only ones that are experiencing what we're going through. We don't like to feel like we're the only ones that are doubting ourselves. We're the only ones that don't feel qualified enough. And so the way we decided to solve that problem is we were like, you know what, like, why don't we just bring in people that have been on the path and just talk about their journey, just literally talk about their experience and have them share the good and the bad. Like and the bad, that's the key part, because I think as students, that's what intimidates us, right? Like, say me, if you're intimidated when you're, you know, when you see other students getting into PT school or doing things that you're trying to do and it's not working out for you, and you're like, man, like, oh, maybe they were smarter than me. Maybe they just, you know, had it easier than me, or maybe it's too late for me. So that's why we do this. It's called the Pre-PT Inspire series. So how excited are you to share your story?
I'm nervous.
Nervous? All right, cool. But listen, you're about to kill it. So how we're going to do this is I'm going to ask a few questions. I'm just interviewing tonight. And Dr. Lee is going to just break it down from start to finish. We're going to start with talking about, you know, why she chose physical therapy in the first place, to what her struggles were, to how she used you know, a certain community, our coaching program to kind of help her get over the hump. And then, of course, how she got her acceptance letter, what her expression was, all that cool stuff. And then at the end, I'll have you share your words of wisdom to all the students that are still working hard. So let's start from the beginning. First of all, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. And then after that, Dr. Lee, I'm going to have you just share with us why PT? Like, why did you even fall in love with this profession?
Yeah, so my name's Jacqueline. I go by Jackie a lot. For me, I'm actually just starting PT school. I'll be starting in January at Tufts. And I got into PT, or I decided to do PT because originally I was in finance. I went to school for finance and I graduated in 2017. I worked in finance for 2 years and I just felt really unfulfilled. I felt like the work I was doing, it didn't make a difference to anyone. It didn't matter. It mattered for the company, obviously, but I felt like I was wasting my career by not helping serve and impact people. So I went back in 2019 to do healthcare, and I actually didn't know that I wanted to do PT right away. I kind of explored a lot of different healthcare settings, and I felt like PT really drew me in because we get to connect with our patients over a longer period of time, and we get to form that relationship with them, and we get to watch them recover. So that was a really big thing for me in choosing PT.
That's amazing. There's a lot of students that switch from like different careers, and for you, you said it was fulfillment. So what were some of the things that you were looking for in fulfillment? And I know, hey, Jackie, listen, like I told you the questions I was going to ask you, but I might go rogue a little bit because of whatever you say might kind of, you know, push me, but I'll try to behave. All right. But like what was it that you were kind of looking for fulfillment wise? You were like, you know what, this might not be for me.
So I was thinking, I wish I had a mount for my camera, but in terms of fulfillment, I just, my work in finance, it was sometimes stressful. And I was like, you know, if I'm gonna be feeling this type of way, like I know lots of careers are stressful, but if I'm gonna be doing it and putting in the effort and giving my all, I want someone to feel that it really benefits them, and I want them to get a positive result from that. So I wanted to do PT because I felt like the patients, especially in PT and especially what I've seen from my clinic, they love the therapist and they feel so much gratitude towards us. So I'm really excited to impact people's lives in that way. And I think that's the greatest sense of fulfillment, to get to positively impact people's lives and change them for the better.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm glad that you chose PT to do that. For those of y'all, finances and accounting life can definitely be a grind. Yeah. Kev, 100%. I haven't been in that world, but I can only imagine. But then you were like, hey, like PT seems like something that I would love to do. And you kind of chose healthcare first, but then PT drew you in and you were like, all right, now I want to do this physical therapy thing, which is where a lot of pre-PTs that are probably watching this right now are like, I kind of think PT is what I want to do, right? And so once you made that decision, it was smooth and easy from there on out, right? No. It never is, right? So once you made that decision, like what was the biggest like obstacles? Like what were your big struggles, your big fears? And the reason why I have to ask this question is because I think this part's missed. Like so many times, and I remember when I was a pre-PT, just seeing other students getting into PT school, it's kind of intimidating. It's like, man, like, am I ever going to be in that position? And so sometimes we don't realize, many times we don't realize how much they went through to get there. And we feel like they're not like us, when in reality, they're exactly like us, right? In the same fears, the same struggles. And so for you, I think that'll be powerful for everyone listening. What were your big struggles, your big fears on your journey once you locked in to this new career, AKA physical therapy?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the biggest things for me were actually when I went back to school, I didn't know I wanted to do PT initially, but I knew I wanted to do healthcare. And that was a really scary leap for me just to quit my job because when I was in high school and then again in college, when I applied to school as a high school senior and as a transfer student, I barely got into any colleges and I just didn't think I was smart enough to do healthcare. I felt really like, wow, healthcare is so difficult. Like, I don't know if that's going to be something that I can actually do. But when I went back, I was like, you know what? Like, this is what I want to do. I have to give it 100%. I have to give it my all. I have to really just go for it. So that was really hard for me, just making the choice to leave a secure job. I was there full time. I was there for over a year already at that point. So to leave my job and go back to school, with no real guarantee that I was going to make it, that was the biggest thing, making that decision. And then after that, I didn't really know what to do. Like, I knew I had to take all of my science classes to get into whatever grad school program, but I didn't really know what to do after that. So I was kind of feeling lost. I didn't have anyone. Actually, my family, I think I only have two aunts that were nurses, and one has been out of nursing for a super long time. So I had hardly anyone in healthcare to guide me. So the hardest thing I think was finding a community to support me and to understand where I was coming from, and kind of just guide me, because I didn't really have anyone at the time, and I was kind of doing all the research by myself, and I didn't know if what I was finding was correct. There was so much information. So I think that was the hardest thing, kind of starting and having not anyone to back me up, or not having anyone to understand what I was going through. Everyone in my family, like, they picked what they wanted to do and then they just did it. So I was kind of the first one to like do something and be like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else now. So that was real different for me.
You just touched on some heavy stuff. Heavy, heavy stuff. Oh my. But you just hit on some heavy stuff. And what you just said is, first of all, you left the security of a job. I mean, you were in finance, like secure job. You didn't really like it, like you didn't feel fulfilled by it, but you were like, okay, I'm going to leave the security of this job to pursue something that I think might actually fulfill me. Right? Like, I actually think this healthcare move might actually fulfill me. PT kind of came down the line. And your thing was like, wait, like, I struggled early on with getting in, you know, like by even at the college level. So, what if that happens again? Like, not only am I taking a risk, not only am I leaving security, not only am I doing something that really most no nobody in my family has done, but I'm leaving the security and I might fail. Terrifying as heck. Did I kind of summarize that properly?
Definitely, yeah, it was really scary. I was so nervous about it that I didn't tell anyone in my family I was going to quit my job until after I did it. So I put in my notice at my job, and then I told my mom, I think a few days after I had already put in the notice, and I was like, yeah, mom, so I quit my job and I think I'm going to go back to school. And she was like, you quit your job? You're gonna go back to school? And I was like, yeah, that's the plan. And she was like, can you get your job back? And I was like, no, that's not how it works. But yeah, I was so nervous about it. I didn't really tell anyone beforehand. I was like, if I tell somebody, they're gonna talk me out of it, and I have to do it. This is something that I'm deciding on my own.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, listen, say feeling like your family might not fully get what you're doing, right? Feeling like you might be venturing away from maybe security or safety into this unknown of, man, I'm gonna work my tail off, but what if I don't get into a school? But I really want to, you know, like that balancing act between the two, that is such a big thing. And to be honest, it's very easy to quit if you're not careful. Right? Like it's very easy because it's so much easier to just be like, you know what, it didn't work out, but it almost didn't work out before in college. So let me just, I mean, who am I? Who am I to think that applying to a doctorate level program is going to work out in my favor? That's the narrative that we have in our head, right? And so if you're not careful, it's so easy for us to kind of pull the plug, right? And so that's where you kind of have to make a decision. Do I want to go forward and figure this thing out and actually be in a career that fulfills me, one that I'll actually enjoy, one that I'll actually have a blast serving in, or do I want to go the other path and basically just pull the plug and just say, hey, I'm just going to be safe but not necessarily fulfilled. So that's a decision you guys have to make. So let me ask you this now. So you got to that point and you were like, I need a community. You just mentioned it a few moments ago. You're like, I just need to find people like me. so for you, you ended up joining one of our coaching programs, The Accepted System, put yourself around a lot of other cool pre-PTs that were in similar situations, freaking out and also trying to get in. What led you to say, hey, I need help? Because that's it's a bold thing to say. As a student, a lot of us feel like, let me just figure it out on my own. Like most of us are scared to say, I need help. So what led you to say, hey, I need help? And then I'm actually going to kind of blend it with another question, which is once you got that help, which was The Accepted System, how did it actually help you? Like how did it actually help you with those things that you were struggling with, the fears, the doubts, the, you know, feeling alone, the second guessing? Just answer that for us, because I think that'll be super helpful to anyone that's even interested at some point in even being a part of something like that. So talk to us.
Yeah. So for me, I actually, from kind of the beginning of when I decided to do PT, I did tell myself, I was like, I need help. I don't know what to do. I didn't have anyone in my family that knew what I was going through. And so for me, I think because I knew I didn't have a support system within my friend group or within my family, I was looking for that right away. I was like, I am not going to be able to do this on my own. It's something completely out of my element. And so I think I acknowledged that pretty early on. And I was like, I need to kind of find resources. I didn't know necessarily that it was going to be a community, but I was looking for help. So I kind of actually, it all happened very quickly. I was kind of looking at Instagram accounts, and I reached out to some students that I saw in, I think it was this page actually, Pre-PT Grind was the page that I followed because I just happened to see it. And I was like, oh, there are a lot of cool people that are doing pre-PT here. I should like try to talk to some of them. So I was reaching out to a couple people that were on Instagram, and someone was like, you should, actually, you know what? I think before that it was just some random PT accounts. So prior to that, some random PT accounts. And then they were like, oh, you should check out this account. And then it kind of led me, I think on Instagram, it suggested Pre-PT Grind to me. And I was like, oh, this looks really cool. And then that's when I went on the Facebook page. And I saw you guys were doing virtual observation hours. And I was like, I need this. Like, I need observation hours. I don't know how I'm going to get them. It was like mid-COVID. Everything was closed. And so I joined that. And I just felt like you and Casey, like, had so much passion for helping pre-PTs. I was like, I need to be a part of this community. Like, these people are going to help me get to where I need to be. So that was the thing that really honestly sold me. Like, I knew that if I reached out to you and Casey, I was going to get all the guidance I need. I was going to have all the support I needed. And that ended up being true. So I reached out, we had our first phone call. And since I've been in the accepted system, I would say the thing that has really, done the most for me is the community and everyone being so open to supporting each other and answering every question I've ever had. Anything I needed to know about my journey or doing my apps or doing essays or letters of recommendation, literally anything that I ever had a question about was answered through you guys or Pre-PT Grind. So that was absolutely phenomenal. And my coach Robin was so great. I had so many doubts. I would like text her all the time, be like, can you look at my like GPA calculator again? Like, do you think it looks like I'm gonna be like a good applicant for these schools? Like, am I gonna get into PT school? And she was like, yeah, you're gonna get into PT school. Like, I don't know why you're freaking out about this. Like, you're such a good applicant, you're gonna be fine. You need to just stay confident and like keep putting the work in. So I was like, okay, I guess you're right. And so yeah, Robin really helped support me in all of it, because I think a big part of doing it alone is you get in your head and you let all of the negative thoughts about yourself get to you. And you're like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, no one's here to guide me, but I had you guys and I had Robin to keep telling me, no, like you're doing well. You're going to get there. You just have to keep going. So I think that was one of the biggest things, having the community and having all of the knowledge from other people's experiences was really, really great for me.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, I think it's amazing when you're part of a community. But I think even more so, I think it's when you realize that applying to PT school, well, really your whole pre-PT journey doesn't have to feel like guesswork, right? And I think that's really what it feels like for most of us, right? Like, for those of y'all live, can you just say agree in the comments if you agree with that? Like, many times as a student, we kind of feel like we're just putting stuff together and hoping for the best. It's like, I hope it works out, right? And that just creates a lot of anxiety. And when you realize that you don't have to, when you realize there's actually like a way to kind of give yourself the best shot, like it kind of reduces the stress. That's why one of your coaches inside of the program could be like, yeah, like, of course you're like, you're in a good position, right? Because you were able to kind of pull those things together. And we're not told that. Like, if y'all needed to hear that part, I'm glad Jackie said it, because like, we're not told that. We're told, well, you have below a 3.0, you'll never have a shot, pick a different career. It's kind of not true. But anyway, like at the end of the day, it's just realizing you don't have to guess. You really don't. And that there's a whole lot of other students out there struggling just like you. And even better, there's a whole lot of other people that were pre-PTs that also struggled with the same stuff you might think is impossible, and they got into school. So all of a sudden, a lot of those fears are kind of broken down. So before we go to the next two questions, because I have two more and then we're done, we're going to talk about the day you got accepted into PT school and then your advice. I want to say two things. You mentioned observation hours. So if y'all are looking for observation hours, I wasn't going to say this, but I'm just going to say it now. Go to observationhours.com. We got you covered. It's free. You're good. All right, cool. But more importantly, for those of you that are listening, you're like, I actually just need some help. I don't know what's going on, whether it's maybe stress and you're applying right now, whether you're planning on applying in the future, and you just don't know like what to do. Just DM us. Send us a DM and just be like, hey, y'all, can I get some help? And all I want you to do is just send us that, and then to just give us a short little paragraph of your situation. And then either myself or Casey will message you and let's just talk. Like, I mean, that's one of the biggest steps for any of us, is just to feel comfortable enough with just asking for help. And so if y'all need help, like, we here. And so if you're in that position, just DM us. Like, simple, super simple. Just send us a DM and be like, hey, I need some help. And then from there, tell us what's going on and let's just talk through it and let's see, like, how do we get you to not feel like you're guessing? That sounds like a pretty helpful thing. All right, cool. So that's my little kind of blurb there for those of y'all that do feel stuck. Cause listen, like, I want every single one of y'all to be on an interview like this. Like, we got plenty of them coming. So I want y'all to be on an interview just like this so that we can continue to help you and help other future students by just inspiring them like crazy. So anyway, last two questions. The first of the two is, tell us about the day you got accepted, because you just talked to us about switching from a different career path to now being like, oh my goodness, like, I have my doubts. Like, I know that I'm not fulfilled with my previous career path. Now I'm pursuing physical therapy, healthcare, then physical therapy, but I'm still like kind of nervous that it might not work out. And then you basically joined this amazing community, the Accepted System, right? You're like, okay, cool. Like, I'm in the Accepted System coaching program. And now I'm about, you know, I've applied to PT schools. Like, then the day that you were waiting for happens. So tell us about that. So tell us how'd you find out that you got an acceptance letter? How did you respond? Did you cry? Everyone's different. Did you freeze? I don't know. Tell us about that day, because I think it'll just be kind of cool for us to just kind of relive it with you. And then I have one last question before we wrap it up.
Yeah, so the day I found out that I got accepted to PT school, I was actually working at my clinic. I ended up finally getting a PTA job after I joined the Accepted System and did some virtual observation hours. So I was working at my clinic, and I was just checking my phone on a break really quick, and I saw a missed call and a voicemail from a Boston phone number. Boston is where Tufts is located. So I got the missed phone call and a voicemail. And I said to one of my coworkers up at the front desk, I was like, oh my God, I got this missed call. They left a voicemail. It's from a number that's in an area where there's a school that I applied to. And she was like, go check it. So I grabbed my phone, I ran out, and there's like a little seating area outside of our clinic with some benches and like trees around. So I was kind of sitting out there and I listened to the voicemail, and they were like, oh, hey, this is like the director of admissions. I just wanted to talk to you about your application, so give us a call back. They left it super vague. And I was like, oh my God. I was back from my break, but I was like you know what, I'm already outside. I'm going to call them back right now. So I gave them a call real quick, and he picked up. Luckily, he was like, hey, this is the director of missions. Like, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing good. I just got a voicemail from you, and I just wanted to return your call in regards to that. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I just gave you a call. I just wanted to let you know that we're offering you a spot in our program starting in 2022. And I absolutely, like, I was, like, shaking. I almost started crying. I tried to, because I had to go back to work right after, but I was, like, shaking. He was telling me, he was like, yeah, like, we wanted to offer you acceptance. We are going to send an official email next week. But we like to give a phone call earlier because it's just more exciting than getting an email. And I was like, yeah, like, this is very exciting. Like, I'm still really excited for the email. He thought that was super funny. He started laughing. I was really excited for the email still. But yeah, he was like, yeah, like, all of the details about what are the next steps and, like, how to submit your intent to register and your deposit, everything will be in the email. He was like, congratulations. Like, we're, like, happy to have you in our program. So that was a nice quick 2-minute phone call. And I went back into my clinic. And when I came back, everyone was busy, of course. Everyone was with a patient, so I couldn't talk to anyone. I went back to my clinic, and I finally ran into one of my coworkers in the break room, and she was, like, getting an ice pack out of the freezer, and she started talking to me about this lunchbox that someone had brought in to work. She was like, I found out where they got the lunchbox, because we were talking about it earlier that day. We're like, it's so cute. And she was like, I found out where they got the lunchbox, and I was like, okay. I got into PT school, and she was like, wow, that's so much cooler. So yeah, I told her I got into PT school, and then I got to tell my other coworkers, kind of as they were finishing up with patients that they were with, and it was really cute. My one of my coworkers, Mia, actually, every person that came up after I told her, she was like, Jackie, tell them the news. And I was like, tell them what? And she was like, tell them you got into PT school. And I was like, oh yeah, I got into PT school. It was just, like, so over my head. Like, I couldn't believe it. It just wasn't real. But yeah, I got to celebrate with everyone in my clinic for the rest of my shift. So it was really amazing. And everyone that I worked with has, like, supported me so much. I think that was the second community that I got into that really gave me the support I needed to get into PT school. And so my clinic, everyone there celebrated with me for the rest of the afternoon, which was amazing. And so, yeah, that was the day I got into PT school. And that was that phone call that I received. I got the email later in the week, which I still thought was amazing and super exciting. And it had, like, little confetti when you open it. So that was really cool. But, yeah. And there's a second question. What was the second question?
Oh, hold on. Forget the second question. That's an absolutely – first of all, it's amazing, like, that – you were able to, like, get on the phone with them, because I think it's just cooler when you're able to talk to people on the phone and be like, oh, and then of course you were still excited for the email, so you got that later. But just to be able to have that day, like what were your yeah, you know, like, forget like the excitement for a second, like, what thoughts, maybe it didn't happen that day, maybe you processed it a little bit more the day after or the day after that. What were some of the thoughts that you had in relation to your journey? Like, did you ever have a moment where you were like, whoa, like, I was doubting that this would ever happen. Like, I made this leap from my previous career, and I didn't even know if this day was going to come. Did any of that kind of settle in, or did it not?
I think it was just a whirlwind. I don't know if necessarily I was thinking about it in the moment that, like, I had doubted before. I was always a little bit unsure. That definitely was a feeling consistently throughout my journey, especially in the beginning when I started taking my STEM classes. I was just returning to school after not being in school for 2 years, and I had never taken college-level science classes before because I didn't need them for business. And I think that was a really unsure point for me. I think going forward, as I was in the accepted system and as I had my coach Robin by my side, honestly, I think that feeling, the more and more that I progressed in my journey, went away. I think at the very beginning, I was feeling a little unsure, but towards the end, I was, of course, nervous for my applications. I was like, what if no schools accept me? But I think I was feeling inside pretty good. I was like, I think I'm going to get in this cycle. I think I did it. So by the time I got to my applications, I think I was pretty sure. Like, I think having the community and having all the support from you guys and my coaches, it just made me that much more sure that I was going to get in. Like, by the time I finished my apps and submitted them, I was like, I think that's good enough. Like, I think I did what I had to do. So I would say after I got accepted, I maybe didn't have that moment quite as much. I think I had that early on and it kind of dissipated over time. So by the time I did get accepted, I was like, yes, I deserve this. Like, I knew I was going to get here. Like, I've had all the support, like I've done all the work. Like, this is what's supposed to happen. So yeah, I think that's how I was feeling after.
Ooh, I love it. Y'all, that's the confidence I want for every single one of y'all. Like, that is the confidence right there. And that comes, that confidence only comes from preparation. Like, you had prepared brilliantly, but you also weren't guessing. Like, that's like the theme of all of this. It's like, y'all, like, you don't have to guess. you really, really don't. And I think a lot of us get stuck because we don't know how to create an application journey and an application process that's guess-free, right? And that's why I said, for those of y'all that are struggling, just DM us, say, I need help, and then we'll chat with you. But my last question for you, my friend, is what is your advice? Like, what are your words of wisdom? After everything you've gone, what are your words of wisdom? Like, just talk to them maybe as if they were you a year ago, right? Just kind of like what was going through your mind and what would have been powerful or significant to hear from an accepted version of you as opposed to maybe where you were at that point. What are your words of wisdom? And then that's our last question for tonight. And then I'll answer. But let us know.
Yeah, I think for me, words of wisdom to my past self would be, as long as you know you're putting in the work and you're asking the questions that you need help with and you're being humble and knowing that other people can help you and uplift you with their experiences, I would say that is the best wisdom that I have, to use other people and use their experiences to help you. It's hard to do things alone or do things when you don't have any prior knowledge about it. So I think for me, I would say, yeah, like, make sure you reach out to other people, make sure you're asking questions, make sure you get everything you need to succeed. You don't have to do it by yourself. It doesn't have to be scary. You don't have to have all these questions. I think for me, my best words of wisdom to pre-PT struggling is to get people in your corner that are going to support you and that can give you those experiences and that knowledge. I think that's going to be the best thing for anyone. You can do all the hard work. You can do everything you can within yourself, but if you don't have people to support you and to help you and reassure you or other experiences, that's where the holes are. Those are, that's where you might fall short. But if you have a team around you that's going to help you, there's no way you can lose.
Wow. Words of wisdom, y'all. You really don't have to do this alone. You really don't. I think a lot of us feel like we do because we're competing against every other student. Like, we feel like, well, like, I'm trying to get into a program. They're trying to get into a program. There's only like 200 and some odd schools out there. There's a whole lot, thousands of us out here. So why would I work with other students? It almost seems backwards, right? But then when you guys realize that the best way to actually become a great applicant is to work with other pre-PTs that are on the same path, well, it leads to you not basically like self-sabotaging, right? Like it leads to you actually leveraging each other's strengths. And that's something that we've learned backwards as pre-PTs. And I want you guys to actually like start reframing that. Start changing how you think about that, because it's going to be a massive, massive game changer for y'all. Does that make sense? For those of y'all that are live, say makes sense in the chat if that makes sense. Because I think that's one thing that you just hit on. And a lot of us don't think that way. A lot of us are scared to ask for help. A lot of us are scared to work with other students. So absolutely, absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much. I do have a few questions that people asked. You want to kind of like see if we can answer them together? You cool with that?
Yeah,
I mean, why not? So let me see. So first one is, any advice on keeping motivated and not concerned on how your acquaintances are doing around you when they're doing better than you? This is a huge thing that burdens me during school. So, you want to hit that or you want me to hit it? Let me know.
I can give it a shot.
All you.
I think to stay motivated, you have to kind of see where you're coming from and see your progress. As long as you're making progress and you're putting in the work and you're doing better every day for yourself, I think even though it might seem like people are always doing better than you, maybe they were where you were in the past, maybe they've gotten to a point where now they're succeeding, but before they struggled. So I think it's hard to compare yourself to others. I think you have to just compare yourself to your past self and be like, am I doing better? Am I building up on my skills? Am I in a better place than I started? I think that's how you can stay motivated, just by your own progress. Like, I am working hard and I know that the hard work I put in is gonna bring me up a level next time.
I love it. I love it. Brilliant, brilliant answer. Two things that I'll add to that is, number one, what you focus on expands. What you focus on expands. So if my energy is going to focusing on other people and it's distracting me from what I need to do, that's all I see. So now all of my anxiety and stress is focused on that. And then the last thing is realizing that, y'all, and really like focus on anything, like whether it's focusing on the worst case scenario, whether it's focusing on feeling like you're not good enough, like what you focus on expands every single time. So be aware, like in asking this question, you're aware of what you're focusing on. So like just address it and change it, right? And then the second part is one of the most freeing things I can tell you. This second part is the fact that only like other students are not accepting you into PT school. Your family is not gonna accept you into PT school. Shoot, I'm not gonna accept you into PT school. Guess who is? Other schools. So if you can actually take that same focus and shift it away from other students that you feel are better than you and all that stuff, and realize that every single school is like a different human being. Start treating schools like you wanna date them. like when you guys are trying to date somebody, they're an individual. Like, you can't just say, I'm just gonna talk to all these random, like deal with the school like they're an individual, which means that they have specific things they like that are not the same as other schools, right? Like, that's one of the first things that we teach students that are in our coaching program, the accepted system, right? So it's like focus on the schools. If you can focus on the schools, then everything else kind of fades away. All of a sudden, it's just me and the schools that I'm actually the best match for in the country. And then now, once I figure that out, all I have to focus on is becoming the perfect applicant for those schools, just like a relationship. Once I find somebody that I was like, ooh, we kind of click, you know? Now I say, how can I become the best version of me for this other person? And hopefully it works out. So if you can shift that mindset, then all of a sudden, focusing on other students really kind of falls by the wayside. So great, great question. Next one is, let's see this one. So did factors like age and debt ever worry you? Like, if you felt like time was passing by and you weren't there, yeah, so it sounds like, did time, like age or debt ever worry you? Maybe like, it's too late for me to get into school and all that stuff. Here's what I'll advise y'all to do. So for these questions already, I actually did a YouTube video that I just released on Monday night. So if you guys are not following us on YouTube, I would highly suggest y'all probably go watch it first. I think the title is The Only Time You Should Consider Not Applying to PT School. And I talk about it, like being too old, not feeling smart enough, all those different things. But did they ever worry you? I mean, let me ask you. So Jackie, like do those things kind of, did those worry you? Like being in a different profession, feeling a little behind. Talk to us about that, and then I'll say my piece.
Yeah, definitely. I would say in the beginning they did. They did. When I kind of was thinking about going back to school at first, I was like, can I go back to school now? Like, how is this going to, like, how much time am I going to have to spend before I can start my new career? How much is this going to cost me? I was really lucky. My parents paid for my undergrad education, so I didn't have student loans, and I know a lot of people do, which is a really big concern. So I was really lucky I didn't have to factor that into my choice. I did know any type of grad school or any type of education from there on out was going to be at my own expense. And I did worry about that a little bit, but luckily from working in finance for 2 years, I did have some money saved up. So I was like, you know what, I have a good chunk of change right now. I'm gonna go back to school and use the money I have for that. And then when I get to grad school, I'll take loans. So that's kind of how I saw it at the time. I was like, you know, like, this is something that I really want. I know my future career is gonna return the money that I take out for loans. And it's gonna suck for a little bit paying off the loans, but ultimately it's what I want. So I think that's kind of how I justified it. I was like, it might seem like something that's big and scary, but there's a solution for it. And I just have to make sure that I am paying back the loans and take the time to really dedicate myself to make sure I get to where I want to go after I make this choice. I think age, it was a little bit scary, but since I was only 2 years out of college, I was like, I'm going to be behind, but at the same time, it was something that I knew I wanted to do. And I was like, this is only less than 5 years into my career. For other people, it might be a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, it was a career that I knew I wanted for the remainder of my years working. So I was like, you know, even though I might not have started at the very beginning, this is what I want to do in the end. So I was like, I need to make the switch. If I stay on this path, I'm never going to get to the place that I actually want to be. So I think those were the biggest things for me. Like, age, yes, it was a little bit scary going back, and the cost. Luckily, I didn't have undergrad debt, but grad school is very expensive, and I did take that into account. But I was like, you know, the career that I want, it's going to be worth it. So I justified it because I was like, it's not something that I'm doing on a whim. It's something that's going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And I think that was worth the investment for me.
Boom, boom. Did that make sense? Say make sense for those of y'all that are live, and that made perfect sense. I'll add this. First thing is, you have to be self-aware. When you're making that kind of a decision, I've actually always said, for those of y'all that are traditional pre-PTs, I'm sorry. But to be honest, out of all the students that we have coached since 2017, the students that are really kind of no nonsense are non-traditional students. Non-traditional meaning that they've actually gone down a different career path. We've had students that are in their 30s and 40s that are switching career paths. So if you needed some numbers to talk about age, listen, it's all out there, right? But what happens is, when they're non-traditional, they usually just aren't playing around. They're like, listen, I just quit an entire career. So I'm not here to just like be lackadaisical about this. Like, I'm here to actually figure this ish out. So that's part of it. But it comes down to being self-aware. When it comes to age, well, let me just obliterate that. You really can't be too old, as long as you know that this is where you want to be fulfilled. Now, in terms of debt, you got to be very self-aware. school ain't getting cheaper. Okay. So you have to be self-aware, and you have to understand, okay, like, if I'm going to go into this, then I need to make this thing worth it. Like, I need to go in and figure out, okay, like, are there other ways for me to make this thing financially worth it, right? Whether that means, I mean, yes, saving and all that stuff, yeah, cool. But whether that means learning skills, right? Like, I don't know if you guys follow we have another IG account, Cash in Class University. Go follow it after this if you want, if you're struggling with debt stuff. Go to the link in bio for that platform. There's a training that Casey and I did where we talked about how to actually, like, learn skills that will help you increase your income as a student and as a future clinician. Like, that's the way you have to think, especially now. Like, we're in a day and age. Like, Casey did a recent IG thing where he was talking about how, like reimbursement is going down, right? Like, those are real things. Like, y'all, like, we can't avoid those things and say, oh, I'll figure it out later. No, like, we don't have the luxury anymore as students to just figure it out later. Like, we don't have that luxury. So if I'm coming into the profession, regardless of whether I'm non-traditional or traditional, I gotta know what I'm getting myself into. I got to understand what I'm going to do to actually make it financially worth it. And then I need to make the decision. If I'm going to do this, am I willing to become the person that can actually like learn these skills and commit to them, learn how to communicate better, learn how to actually like be more valuable to the clinic that I work for in the future, because I know how to actually bring in more clients. Like, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but that's the way you have to think now. If you're coming into the profession, you're like, yeah, $200,000 in debt, I'm just going to be a standard PT and just kind of coast. It might actually not be financially be worth it. That's the game we're playing these days. And that's not just PT, that's healthcare. Is this too like real for y'all? Or can I'm just going to be honest because this is y'all's career. So if you're like, hey, that makes sense to me, then yeah, oh my gosh. Like you can kill it at 40, 30, 50, whenever you want to do it. But great question. So let's see. Any advice? Let's see. Oh no, I think we already did that. Perfect. Excellent. All right. So that was solid. This was super, super cool. Whatever fears you have, chances are in the last few years, somebody has been on this series and has been able to say, you know what, that fear, boom, done. like they're able to crush that fear for you so that you can feel confident and feel like, wow, if that person can do it, then so can I. So that is it, Jackie. Thank you so much for taking time out of your evening. Any last words before we end this?
I think that's everything. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say to everyone that's still on, if you're struggling, reach out to Joseph and Casey. You can do it. You just need the support. Good luck with the rest of your journeys.
I love it. Y'all have a blessed evening. Much love. See you guys.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast, and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. We will see you on the next one.